Hagamore 3 was in Imperial territory, so the security agent could activate the locator beacon without alerting the driver. Tahiri soon learned that the vehicle had stopped a kilometer short of the Moon Maiden, a subsurface mine that had been advertising heavily for new employees over the last 2 weeks. A check of the tax records, however, revealed no recent additions to the workforce, only a modestly sized crew that seemed to have a lot more technical staff than was warranted. A rather cryptic remark at the beginning of the tax file noted that the mine was owned and managed by Suaral Gatels, eldest daughter of the Moff. There was no mention in the file, or anywhere else, of what kind of ore the maiden produced. The spaceport security commander was happy to arrange transport for Tahiri, and she quickly departed in a Mabartak G7 all-environment assault sled. It took only a few hours to find Fett's vehicle sitting, abandoned, just a couple of kilometers from the Moon Maiden. A few minutes after that, Tahiri was standing in the Mabartak's cramped airlock, sealed tight inside an Imperial Security Special Tactics vac suit. Her best estimate placed her less than half a day behind Boba Fett, or whoever it was wearing his armor, she reminded herself. It seemed unlikely that she was chasing an imposter, but where Fett was concerned, it was unwise to take anything for granted. Which was why Tahiri decided not to use the vac suit's integrated comlink. Fett could certainly detect it, even if he lacked the necessary software to decrypt the transmission. Instead, Tahiri opened her faceplate and depressed the Mabartak's intercom key.
"I'm ready," she said. "Cycle the airlock."
"You sure you don't want an escort?"
asked the vehicle commander, a handsome lieutenant about her own age.
"The intelligence team keeps trying to find out what's really going on in there, but they can't get anyone inside. And now we have Boba Fett sniffing around the place? He's not someone you want to mess with alone."
Tahiri almost smiled.
"You're sweet, but no, I don't need an escort."
She picked up the service pack she had assembled from the post's armory.
"Just be here when I return, Lieutenant Van Goor. Maybe I'll have a reward for you."
Van Goor's voice grew hopeful.
"A reward, ma'am?"
"Something for the intelligence team," Tahiri said.
Van Goor had spent the whole 3-hour journey from Hagamore City trying to flirt with her, and the truth was that she had been happy to have the distraction. But now it was time to focus on her mission, and to get Van Goor focused on his mission too. She put a little edge in her voice.
"I hope you don't think I meant something else, Lieutenant."
No, ma'am. The thought never crossed my mind."
Tahiri slung the bulky service pack onto her shoulders, then asked,
"And what thought would that be?"
"Any thought you might find inappropriate."
There was a note of amusement, almost mockery, in Van Goor's voice that suggested he was not all that intimidated by his passenger.
"Ma'am."
"Never lie to an Imperial hand, Lieutenant,"
Tahiri warned. She actually found Van Goor's cockiness attractive, but she didn't need attractive or cocky right now. She needed reliable.
"It's bad for your health."
"I understand, ma'am."
Van Goor's voice remained confident, but this time there was no humor in it.
"It won't happen again."
"Good,"
Tahiri said.
"Just be here when I return, and we'll both stay happy."